Good evening, everyone. Yes, actually, evening, I'm recording. Under the stars. Oh, there are no stars. Quite frankly, there's no moon either. Anyway, let's say under the night sky. Thanks to Anchor's sweet feature of making it look like a phone call, this is relatively very easy. Y'all should get the Anchor app and try it out. It's like super easy to make a podcast. Since this is the third podcast of the new year, a happy new year. And wow, this is late into the new year though. It's February, month of love and all. Yeah, I'm not really feeling it yet, but a happy new year to everyone. Hope the year is bringing all the joys and pleasant memories you promised. I've had my fair share, but you know, life has a sweet way of dulling everything. But you know, let's be happy and joyous and be glad. We are told to be glad in everything, so be glad. So a couple of days ago, I was you know, just there, and I think I was watching a movie though, and I asked myself a question: why do bad things happen to good people? And a friend of mine replied, and she said she's been asking herself the same question also: why do bad things happen to good people? And I think after seeing her reply, I looked at it. Do good people actually define what they want as good and bad? Because then again, bad people rarely have bad things happening to them. They eventually get it, karma is a bitch, but sorry for the B word, but most of the time in the long run, they don't get it. And I don't know, I'm just saying, bad people actively have this thought: bad things will not happen to me. They are very sure, it's defined, it's set, and they are chasing the good stuff. They are doing whatever bad stuff they are doing to get good stuff, and they are very sure the bad things won't happen. Okay, I think most good people are entitled. They feel, since they've been good, they're entitled to get good stuff. Almost like a Santa Claus kind of and cycle. I've been good throughout the year, Santa Claus should reward me. I don't think life works like that, because if you end up not defining what you want and setting as, this is bad, don't happen to me, I want only positives, then the world harbors no vacuum. If something would slip in, bad character corrupts good morals. Apparently, bad character wins all the time. Bad stuff end up happening because you are not defined. So I think definition is very important in our lives. I think I should take the advice myself. We should define what we want. Okay, let me just randomly take a look at let me see. You see, when I think I was reading a book, and the guy said, a person only truly changes when he wakes up one morning and decides, this is no longer good for me, I don't want this anymore. That is the definition. The person has defined that this lifestyle doesn't fit my lifestyle anymore. I am a changed person. He has defined himself, changed. I am supposed to do this, I'm supposed to do that. I'm not this kind of person anymore. That is when things start to happen. So we should, as individuals, define what we want out of life, what we want, what we don't want, especially what we don't want. Because I don't know how to put it, but mediocre is not really sweet. You understand? I think there's more to life than just passing through it. Living does require effort, and there's a certain beauty and bliss to actually discovering that. Because I don't know, I really should get us another opinion though, because I'm just thinking out loud. But you know what, let me try and put it into effort, you know. Let me strictly define. I don't want, I'm probably sure I should start with my almost pot-bellied stomach. My six packs are going anyways. I should probably tell myself I don't want six packs, I want six packs, and probably wake up every morning and, you know, do some exercises. It's easier said than done though. So I think I should actually read and try and get the steps into actually defining and setting goals. Because my dad was telling me about this book, Secret of the Ages, and he said the world works for you. There's a lot of good karma in the world, and everything you want is existing in the universal plane. You just have to reach for it. But when I was reading the Bible, and I've been reading the Bible recently, you know, a lot of, you know, when you go through a lot of crisis, she ends up pulling you to God, and you know, you search for answers everywhere you might find it, that kind of thing. So yeah, I was reading the Bible, and I think it's Jeremiah 29, I'm not exactly sure, I think it's Jeremiah 29. He says he knows the plans he has for us, plans of good and not evil, plans to make you prosper and not to make you fail. That brings me smile, like it brings me smile. So I know that surely but steady, if I am defined, whatever bad that comes my way is trying to test me. It is not going to affect me, and it is not my portion, so I'm going to move past it. Also, he said somewhere in the Bible that, I'm not sure exactly in the Bible, but I think there's a saying that he will not give you problems that he knows you cannot solve. By definition, that means the entire life game is rigged in my favor. So, if I'm facing any bad issue, I know in the people who like spoilers know that they would ultimately always win. So why not just take it one day at a time? It's rigged in your favor, ultimately. So calm down. You know, by definition, that the life game is rigged in your favor. So just calm down and take one problem one step at a time. Take one day at a time. If you can live through one day, you'll probably be able to live through the next day. So step by step. So I'm just, you know, at the end of the day, all this are just trying to make me happy and move through the next day and improve the next day and through the next day. But every single day, as you keep on studying and you keep on reading, you end up realizing that good fortune happens. It's existing. You have to reach out for it. So I'm practicing it. The Bible is calming me down. I'm reading some other books. So I'll let you know how my other philosophies come out. Well, thank you so much for listening to this one. I most definitely love ranting to you people. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope I come back next time quick and not delay so long. Bye bye.